Our scripture lesson this morning is Psalm 84, verses 1 through 4. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts! My soul longs, indeed it faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who live in your house, ever singing your praise. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I read an article that said that there was a gentleman known by the name of Uncle Johnson, who lived in Michigan. Article said he lived to be 120 years old. And it went on to say that perhaps his longevity could be credited in part to his cheerful outlook that characterized his life. One day he was working in his garden and he was singing songs of praise to God, and his pastor happened to be passing by, and he looked over the fence and he called out, "Uncle Johnson, you seem very happy today." To which Uncle Johnson replied, "Yeah, I was just thinking." "About what?" asked the pastor. And Mr. Johnson said, "Oh, I was just thinking that if the crumbs of joy that fall from the master's table into this world are so good, what will the great loaf in glory be like? I tell you, there's going to be enough for everyone and some to spare up there." Is that not the way to live? You know, I don't find it as much as I used to, but there seem to be two types of people that I met in church. There are either those who were trudging through this life and didn't enjoy a thing about this life because they were so busy looking to go to heaven, so heavenly minded they were no earthly good, so to speak. Then there were others who, knew they were going to heaven, just did not want to think about leaving this earth. I like Uncle Johnson. The crumbs that fall from heaven, from the master's table down to this earth, are just so good. But man, what's it going to be like to see the whole loaf up there? That's the way to live, is it not? As we remember those who have passed this year, we miss them. We miss them because they shared life with us. Particularly family members shared victories and disappointments, joys and sorrows, celebrations, and their share of frustrations. And the glue that kept the relationships together in all of life's ups and downs was their faith in God through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and their love for each other. Yet as dear and treasured as our relationships with our loved ones on this earth are, and they are, those relationships are but crumbs from the master's table. Consider that for a moment. Contemplate that for a moment. The love shared between husband and wife. The love shared between parent and child. The love shared with brothers and sisters in Christ. The love shared with friends can be such that words cannot describe the depth of the meaning of those relationships. How can those be crumbs? How can those be but crumbs from the Master's table? Well, can you imagine being in the full-blown presence of God? Can you imagine being in the full-blown presence of God, whom Scripture proclaims in 1 John 4:8 that God is love? Can you imagine being in the presence of pure love? I mean, pure, untainted love? Imagine seeing the loving face of Jesus. Imagine seeing the glory of Jesus. Wow. The old man understood. We treasure this life. We treasure our relationships here. And we treasure the relationships we remember today. But can you imagine what your loved ones, my loved ones that have gone on, have already experienced? Can you imagine it? Those we remember today and those others that we remember, can you imagine what they have already seen? Can you imagine what they experience today? There's a song that I hope I can get through. I'm not going to sing it. But there's a song of some lyrics that I'm going to quote in a moment. And I hope I can get through it. Sally played it a moment ago. Perhaps some of you know it. I can only imagine. Y'all pray for me that I can get through it. I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance before you, Jesus? Or in awe of you, be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes, when I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance before you, Jesus? Or in awe of you, be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I could only imagine. Yeah. I could only imagine. Our loved ones don't imagine anymore. Let us pray. Our most gracious and loving Lord, thank you for life. Thank you for all of the treasures that we experience. And Lord, it really is hard to comprehend how the love that we share with one another in this life can be but a crumb compared to glory. But Lord, we know it is. So help us to enjoy every moment we walk upon this planet. Help us to treasure every moment of every relationship. All the while, we imagine what that day will be like. And we praise you that our loved ones don't imagine anymore. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen.